active.
Absolutely.
Perfect. So I think someone has, my mom is in the building, and I think she has her volume up, so I can hear myself. So she has to turn her volume off. Kennedy, help Grandma. Get her. She got it. She got it. So my first question to you ladies, I know, Deshaun, you're a teacher.
Yes.
And Linda, of course, you're into politics, which that's just, I mean, right now, that's just amazing. But I want to talk to you first to see what inspired you to take your career choices. So become a teacher and then, of course, become and you know, get involved in politics as a career.
Well, I always love working with children.
Okay.
Ever since I was small, my grandmother used to babysit all the time, and I'm an only child. So just being around other children was always fascinating. And then as I grew up, I learned about, you know, giving back. And my mom was always one to do community service and volunteer. So one of the best things I could do would be to give back. And to do that, it's by, you know, helping children. Helping them learn, helping them grow, and just being, you know, an inspiration to children. So that's how I got started into education.
And you've been doing it for 20 years.
23 years. I just finished 23 years.
Congratulations. Congratulations. And you've been Teacher of the Year.
Yes, I have.
For a second time. Yes. This year she was appointed Teacher of the Year.
Yes.
And this will be her second time.
Go ahead, Sora. Yes. I mean, that's amazing because we know, you know, I could go on for days about the influences of my teachers and how important they were to my life. And you just, teachers do not get enough, of course, salary, pay. We don't lift them up the way we should. So I definitely take my hat off to you for being such a committed teacher and education and helping our children. That's just wonderful. So, Linda, Wonder Woman, as you are affectionately called in the Plainfield area, Assemblywoman, tell me, how did you get involved in politics as a career?
Well, as I tell everybody, I got into politics kicking and screaming.
Uh-oh.
Politics and teaching were not my choice when I was growing up. If you had ever suggested to me that I would be doing politics or even be a teacher currently, you know, when I was a teenager or looking at career choices, I would have been like, you've lost your mind.
Really?
Right. So I actually, when I have my bachelor's degree from University of Maryland Eastern Shore, a master's degree from Stevens Institute, and I worked in corporate America.
Wow.
And the hustle bustle, the hours and all, you know, when the opportunity came, and I claim it as an opportunity, and we downsized, I took that and said, hey, listen, time for me to kind of recreate and do something else. Because I wasn't happy with the hours and the amount of time that you had to put in, even though the pay was really great. And I did some substitute teaching over at Plainfield High School for about a year.
Wow.
And that's when I chose and said, you know what? Okay, this is it. We're going to start doing some teaching. And I went and got my certification for business education. And at the same time I got into teaching, there was an opportunity. I received a call to say, listen, would really love for you to run for the city council. And I said, I don't think so.
Wow.
No. But then as I thought more about it with my leadership skills, things, and people saw a little bit more in me than I really saw myself at that time, because I've been doing this for 16, 17 years now.
Wow.
So, and I started out in Plainfield City Council. So I chose to run because when you start to do things and you look at stuff, you can't sit back and just talk about it. If there's an opportunity for you to get involved, you should take that opportunity. And that's what I did, to get involved, to be a part of it. And I was able to actually win in the primary. And then from there, I started teaching full-time in Passaic in a September time frame.
Okay.
And then I ended up going into... now that I put us on live and voices. And then in that January, I was sworn into the Plainfield City Council.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. I mean, you guys have two very wonderful careers. And they appear to be both about serving others. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, our sorority is rooted in, you know, service. So my second question is really about What inspired you to become a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated?
When I look at it, and when I was on campus, I went to a HBCU.
HBCUs, that's right. Same here.
University of Maryland Eastern Shore. And really, I had no knowledge of fraternities and sororities when I really went off to college.
Okay.
So when I got on campus my freshman year and looking on campus, there was a draw because you saw all the organizations, all the sororities and fraternities, and there was this life. And it's a small campus. It's one of the smaller campuses of the University of Maryland system. And when I looked at it, I came home that summer and said, okay, I'm going to do this. And come to find out, I found out that summer my great aunt actually was a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority in the Philadelphia area.
Wow.
She wasn't active at the time. But when I came home and she's like, oh, well, you know, what do you like? What do you do? And I was like, oh, when I go back in the fall, I'm going to pledge. And she said, what? And she was like, I said, Alpha Kappa Alpha? And I was like, kind of, okay, what do you know about this? And she went through the temple. And so, yes, she was a member for many years.
Wow. That's exciting. Deshaun, what about you?
So I had a different experience because I was initiated through the graduate chapter.
Okay.
If you don't know, if you are interested in becoming a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, it's by invitation. So I was invited to join this sorority, and I'm so happy that I said yes.
Yes.
But more so, you know, I'd always heard about Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority and had seen them in the community, and the Theta Phi Omega chapter just seemed like it was a wonderful place to join, to be. And I've been in 20 years. Oh, happy. Shout out to my, yes, you know, it's
you're,
coming.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me just tell you this. Uh-oh. Okay. As you have your time in Theta Phi Omega chapter,
okay,
you will hear this saying quite often, and you will see the looks that we have. Go ahead, Deshaun.
Sweet 16.
Oh, sweet 16. I take it that is your, yes. And it's funny because I, like you, you know, Linda Moore, like I knew because one of my mom and dad's good friend, her name was Gloria Royster. She
When
I was a little girl, I mean, you know, she was one of those sorors, you know, that wore AKA proud. And she was such a classy woman. And I always looked up to her. And when I remember, like, growing up, we were young. I mean, I probably was middle school, then to high school. And she would always say, when you go to college, you know, and I was like, oh, okay, you know, thinking to myself. And then one of my best girlfriends that I've had since I was, of course, in high school, Chanel Scott at the time, Chanel McCollum, became an AKA. She actually pledged at Alpha Chapter in Howard.
Yes.
And then, you know, seeing that experience, I was like, of course, when I go to college, I'm going to pledge Alpha Kappa Alpha. And I, you know, again, it is, I'm creeping on my 30 year. So,
okay.
I'm dating myself.
I'm 36.
Oh, see, but you look like a baby. So that's
what we're talking about.
So that is a wonderful thing. And so my next question is all around what advice would you give women that either undergrad, I mean, because there are, of course, there are wonderful chapters all across, not just in the United States, you know, the world. If they're thinking about becoming a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha or a sorority, what advice would you give? Now, I say you would only have to become a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority, but if you're thinking about others, but is there some advice that you would provide to them or some insight?
Get involved.
Yeah.
You know, read and understand what each of the organizations stand for. You know, so when you look at it, and I think you had probably the same experience I did on undergraduate level.
Yes.
It was, you know, you have so much dynamics that go on, especially at an HBCU. And the organizations are great, and they do so much. But it's the one that you feel that, you know what, you are so connected to and what their vision and what their mission is. And they have great women, and it's also the connections and the partnerships that you build throughout in the sisterhood.
That's
because
exactly
you will you have your sisters that are in your organization, mm-hmm. but also you have those friends that you're very close to who are in other organizations that you still are very close to and are friends, and you're still sisters.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Yes, and just like Linda said, you have to get involved. So do your research. Go to that national website, aka1908.com, and look into where there's a chapter, a local chapter by you. See what programs they have going on that you may be invited to, you know, to the, that are available to the general public. See if you can volunteer. Volunteering and giving back to the community, that's very important. And get to know some people that are in the sorority. And that's how you make the connections also.
That's wonderful. And the same, I mean, I could echo your advice. I would say, for me, I was inactive for a long time. After I crossed in undergrad, I got involved immediately, of course, and stayed involved in my younger days. But then after, you know, career started, I put Alpha Kappa Alpha to the back burner. So I would say for those who really think, you know, you're considering it, make sure that it's not going to be just something to the back burner. Because I do think I wasted time that I should have kept being active, and you know there was always something else that I put before. But I will say Alpha Kappa Alpha has always served me throughout my life. I mean, when I resumes, one of my mentors is a Sora, and when she saw my resume, she of course reached out. So I will say now my commitment is to give back to Alpha Kappa Alpha as much as it has given me, because it has established, you know, lifelong friendships.
Yes.
And then just those who may be networking and they see that on your resume, or someone finds out that you're an AKA, and they are always willing to help. So
absolutely.
I'm so excited to be back active. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Please give me a heart, a thumbs up or something to let me know that you're watching, so that we know that you can hear us. And if you can't, let us know. So we're just going to go to a quick commercial break.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, welcome back. This is Kimberly Hairston Hicks. I just got word that you could not hear some of the guests, so I'm going to make sure that I turn mics up. And I just got thumbs up from my husband, who is a faithful watcher. He's like, yep. You know, you always have to have that support and someone that has your back. And I will tell you that my hubby has always got my back, and I truly, truly appreciate it. So, there's always myths about sororities and things that people just assume when they're looking from the outside in. What is the biggest myth about becoming an AKA or becoming involved in a sorority, specifically AKA, that you would love people or to dispel that people should not think?
Two things. One of the, I guess the oldest one was the paper bag.
Girl. You know I own a beauty company.
Yes.
And you know we talk about skin and the mm-hmm. colorism, but that's going to be another show. I'm going to pause it and let Deshaun finish.
And if you've been to the African American Museum in D.C., they even have, you know, something on display there.
Yes.
So, you know, that is a myth about, you know,
Yes.
Any shade, any color. We're all one. We're all sisters. And the other thing is, sometimes AKAs, we get the bad rep because they say, oh, they walk around with their noses in the air. And, you know, it's not like that.
not at all. Not at all. I will say, you know, I love the, you know, that myth about the paper bag because yes. I'm so chocolate. That paper bag, I'm surpassed that paper bag. And when you look at, I mean, just looking at pictures on Facebook, and mm-hmm. I just love all the diversity of shades. And we are celebrating Black women of all skin tones. So, yeah, this whole thing about paper bag, we're going to, of course, dispel that. That is untrue. And you're looking at that right now.
Absolutely.
Sure.
There are so many different shades. And when you look at the organization, we truly are an organization of service.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At all. It's not one of the things, and you look at and you hear about sororities and fraternities, depending on the campuses that you're on. For us, we know that this is a lifelong commitment.
Absolutely.
For some of the other sororities and fraternities, it only goes through college. Mm-hmm. But they still have they still mentor and all. We're still out in the community even when we are out of undergraduate. I immediately joined once I got out of undergrad, and I did, when I went back home, join back into the graduate chapter. We have one of our oldest members is in her 90s now.
Yes.
And just in our chapter alone, mm-hmm. and who has been a lifelong member.
Yes.
So it is amazing. It's not where it's just is on campus and it's just, you know, while you're in college. It's a lifelong commitment.
It's funny that you said that because I get that a lot when I'm out and about, and because I always have on some type of paraphernalia, whether it's my lanyard or shirt, and even at work, my kids know, my students know, oh, pink and green. They might ask, what's pink and green? And if they have, you know, parents, you know, a mom who's an AKA, you're like, my mom's an AKA
yes.
too. But we get that. I get that all the time, you know, in stores and things. Oh, you're active in the sorority? Yes. Even
you're
though I'm
still active?
Yes. I thought it ended in college, after college. No. So that is a good point.
Yeah.
And when you look at our organization, when you look at the Divine Nine, there's so much that we are doing in the community, which is amazing, with mentorships, with raising money for scholarships, for helping and reaching mm-hmm. back into our community. And understanding our communities really does make a difference.
Yeah, let's talk about that because, you know, we have quite a few events locally. I'm sure they're, you know, I'm Facebook Live, so some of the people watching may be, of course, from other states, but let's talk about locally what we're doing and if people want to get involved to help support our sorority. I know we're having a big event that Deshaun, so I'm gonna pause real quick to do a quick commercial, but then when we get back, we're going to talk about our set it off party, our white party, which is a pop-up. Deshaun's going to tell us so much about that because I'm so excited. I already have my white dress.
Awesome.
My husband has his white outfit. We are ready, front and center.
Now,
so let me do a real quick commercial, and then we'll come right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello again. This is Kimberly Hairston Hicks, the host of Good Women Win, a show to inspire goodness. And what better way to do that is to have just some great women in the building today. Of course, I have Teacher of the Year, two times running, Deshaun Reynolds. I have Assemblywoman Linda Carter, who has been in service. They call her Wonder Woman. Now, if your nickname is Wonder Woman, you're doing some big things. I think I need a nickname, something like that. But it has to be given. It has to be given, right? So yes. You've earned it. You've earned that. So on the break, before we went on the break, we talked about some of the wonderful events that we're doing. And the one we're doing Sunday, I'm going to have Deshaun talk a little bit about it because I think there's still tickets. But if
we are close to closing and closing it out to say sold out. Very, very few tickets are available at this point. Well, what are we talking about? We're talking about Sunday. This Sunday is Theta Phi Omega Chapters, all white. Pop-up party. Now, if you don't know what a pop-up party is.
I didn't know. I mean, until a couple of years ago, I started hearing about pop-ups, but I've never been to one. But it's like why did we even do this? Tell me.
So our chapter is looking to do different fundraisers, and this is one that we have not done before. It's exciting. The pop-up part is that you buy your ticket and you don't know where you're going until the day of. So at noon on Sunday, July 14th, if you have registered to come to our event, you will receive details about where the pop-up is located. And I want to tell you, it is an awesome spot.
Awesome.
I've been getting questions. Is it inside? Is it outside? How far away is it?
I had
my lists are sealed.
Oh. You'll just have to wait and see.
Noon. I'm going to be on my phone waiting. Okay.
Yes.
I actually put the link into the Facebook Live.
That's right. So, it's on the Facebook Live.
Yeah. Yes. If you scroll down, you can see the link. But if you don't get them probably before this show is out, you might not be able to attend. And come party with us.
Yes. Definitely. We're going to have a good time. Our president, Dr. Carla.
Nice.
Yes. She is going to be putting out that blast at 12 noon on Sunday. So, again, you have to be registered so that you find out where to meet us, where to greet us, and where to – what's our topic today?
Set it off. If you never have experienced a group of beautiful women of Alpha Kappa Alpha setting it off, you should just come for that because I'm ready. I think I can still get my stroll on just a little bit.
There you go. You'll be up there just strolling. We're going to have a few strolls going on up there in the room.
Okay.
So just be prepared.
You were
Think about it. Think about the uniqueness about a pop-up.
Mm-hmm.
And we have not done anything like this, and that's why as we look at trying to do fundraising, this is something unique and different, and all the funds that come in, the proceeds are going to really fund our projects that we do in the community because Theta Phi Omega Chapter of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, we service Union County and surrounding areas.
Yes.
We also have other chapters that are in our area, but our chapter will, it goes towards scholarships. We do things for feeding of the homeless. We are doing with our youth, girls mentoring.
Yes.
We work with Plainfield High School in their robotics, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much outreach that we do in our community, and it does take funds. So this is not only just a way to raise funds, but it's also a way that we all can come together and fellowship together.
Absolutely.
It's unique. First of all, it's on a Sunday.
On a Sunday.
You can go to church. Don't worry about it.
And it's awesome.
The weather is predicted to be great. No rain in the prediction.
Yes.
On Sunday, the weather.
And it's 5 to 9 p.m.
5 to 9.
Yeah.
Think about it. But you're not going to know the location until 12 noon.
12 noon.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I think the tickets are
$35 per person.
So, and it's not, not expensive. Just come and party. I will tell you, I'm very excited.
Awesome.
You're always looking for things to do, of course, to kind of fellowship, as you mentioned, but then on a Sunday to party a little bit, get your dance on. I know that there's a DJ.
And the DJ, that's Crisscross Entertainment.
Okay.
I can tell you, he's an alpha. My husband is an alpha.
Okay.
So, you know, we had to bring the alphas. You know, there's an alpha connection. I know he's watching. He was watching Ainsley.
We don't
okay,
mind.
Okay, Ainsley, you got your shout out
yeah,
for the
give
day.
Give your shout out to your husband. Your husband. Ainsley, thank you for supporting Deshawn because she's able to do the things she can do because, of course, your support. So we love that. We love that.
But we're also going to give a shout out to all of our members of Theta Phi Omega Sorority. Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Theta Phi Omega, we see you out there. We see you out there. Come on now. We saw you popping up.
Thank you. Thank you. Like the page, Good Beauty, because again, every Friday I do a show. It's, of course, the show is Good Women Win. And just to inspire women to be good, and not just good to themselves, but also to others. And again, you two are such a great example of that. And I truly thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about service. Why that is important to your work life? Because you both, again, your lives are just service. I mean, you know, politics, teaching, that is service in itself. But then you go a step beyond. And I know that, I know, Deshawn, you're a member of Jack and Jill. Yes. And, you know, you guys do so much. So tell me why service is such a critical part of your life and such the center of your life.
I think one of the things that I have found is it really goes to my foundation, goes to my mother, who has always pushed me to make sure, you know what, you need to be not doing just for yourself, because it's not about you. Mm. It's about all of us. It's about us working collectively and making sure that we have the things that we need in life to really prosper and move forward. And it's about empowering each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that. I think sometimes we tend to forget that we are so connected, not just in this room, but then the greater, you know, the world.
The greater good.
We are just so connected.
Exactly.
And,
absolutely.
And, I I'm a true believer what you put out into the universe is very important, because that's, you know, you could either put out good or you could put out bad. I always choose to put out good, you know.
That's right.
And it does make a difference. And when I look at what, and I go by what Shirley Chisholm has always said previously, service is the rent that you pay to be here on earth.
Ooh,
God has given us so many wonders that, you know what, we have to be able to take those and really spread those, because once we plant those seeds, you know, what we get back is so amazing. And that's how we have to look at it. Because every day I wake up, I'm thankful for every day.
Every day.
And we're going to keep it moving forward, because as long as my eyes are open, we got it going.
There you go.
And I grew up, my grandfather was a preacher. And so I grew up, you know, in the church.
Okay.
You know, every Sunday, you know, the ponytails, pigtails, going to church faithfully every Sunday. And, you know, it does something for you, because it teaches you, like we talk about, you know, to not just think about yourself. And, you know, it makes you humble.
Yeah,
and I
does.
Think that watching my grandparents and watching my mom has always volunteered. You know, I was born in New York, so she used to volunteer for the New York Foundling, which would allow her to bring home, you know, kids that were up for adoption and needed fostering. So she would bring kids home sometimes. And then when we moved to Westfield, she worked for, she volunteered for Spaulding for Children, which was a nonprofit adoption agency for special needs children.
Oh, wow.
So, again, I'm, you know, hands-on. And currently now, and I keep saying, like, oh, my mom did this and my mom did that. And right now she's, like, she's volunteering for Seroptimus International.
But she's working. Even though she's given her time for free, she's still working and making a difference.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So being put in that environment, it allows you to see, it allows you to nurture, and it allows you to realize that, you know, there's more to life than just receiving. It's always good to give back. And mm-hmm. so that's one of the things that I'm trying to instill with my own daughter.
Absolutely.
And so she's out there, you know, like you mentioned, I'm part of Jack and Jill of America. So Maya's there. She's even before we joined, you know, the organization, she was with me. She's right there with me with her pink and green on also with Theta Phi Omega. AKA. And she's doing her volunteer work and her volunteer service too, whether we're feeding the homeless, whether we're making things for the seniors. So there's so many opportunities, and it's, you know, it's my job as a parent,
yes,
to make sure that my child has that experience and is able to see, you know, there is good in giving back.
I agree.
And so that carries on into me teaching. You know, I'm giving, you know, the children whatever knowledge I have so that they're able to go out there in the world and give back, hopefully, you know, when they get older, because children, they are our future.
Absolutely.
And we want to try and shape and mold them the best we can. So it's all intertwined, just like you said.
I agree. I'm a bonus mom to a 13-year-old.
Okay.
So when I say bonus mom, because the whole term step parent has some negative, you know, baggage. So of course I think from Cinderella. Well, and I think I wouldn't think I was that bad, but I'm pretty strict. And one of the things I try to instill in her is giving back and being grateful. Like if someone, you know, I'm always pushing her to reach back out to, you know, if her grandmother does something very nice for her, like call her, thank her, mm-hmm. don't wait. You know, these
exactly.
are not, you know, my feeling is for children, you know, we owe them nothing besides the basics. Mm-hmm. Everything else is a gift.
Absolutely.
And they should
right.
be grateful for that. Now, I'm not saying that, mm-hmm. you know, you just give them, you know, 3 square meals and, you know, a cot to sleep on. Right. However, you know, I really feel like even having my niece here, and I'll tell you, it's so funny having her as a 6-year-old around. I didn't experience Alyssa at 6. I got married or met her dad when she was 9. So we kind of missed some of those young times. Mm-hmm. But with Kennedy, my niece, we were in the American Girl doll store in New York.
Oh, dear.
And,
yes.
I don't even want to tell y'all about that.
I know.
Well, one of the moments she wanted, she was like, I want. And I had to really tell her at 6, you know, she can't comprehend all the things, but I did say no. And we're doing this, we're doing that. But buying a doll, you know, you have 3, which my daughter, Alyssa, gave her 2 of those
oh, wow.
that were hers. So she has so much, and our kids have so much, and they're so blessed. But I wanted her to be thankful.
Right.
And to see kind of that, I could have said, okay, well, here's, you know, a new doll. But what would that have taught her? You know, she
right.
just can get. And afterwards, it was so funny. She said to me, she was crying. And I said, she's like, I'm ready to go home. I said, okay,
oh,
we
no.
packed our stuff. And, she, you know, we were ready to go. She was like, no. You know, I was like, okay. Because Auntie Kimmy don't play. I don't play with any. You know, I feel like you have to appreciate. I mean, mm-hmm. if you're blessed, you know, with parents and grandparents that can do for you.
Absolutely.
You still need to stay thankful and stay grateful. So I try to yes. teach Alyssa that. I try to teach mm-hmm. Kennedy that. That is important because I think some of the worst kind of things that people, I see adults have is this mm-hmm. whole feeling of entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm entitled
Absolutely.
Because I breathe. I'm like, what? No. How about you go work and how about you go do some things or how about you do something for someone else? That's
exactly.
not just your handout.
Absolutely.
You know, look to give because, you know, that's really important. So I know I'm got to take another quick break. Again, this is Kimberly Harrison Hicks at Good Women Win. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about politics and this current environment because there's a lot going on.
There is.
Good and
not so good.
Not so good. So stay tuned.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
This is Kimberly Hairston Hicks with Good Women Win. When we were on our break, we were talking a little bit about politics. So not to go too heavy, I mean, but I just want to know if there's, you know, the average person that's like, okay, I don't know a lot about politics. How do I get involved regardless of party? What should they first do?
It all depends on the level that you want to get involved with. If let's just take the obvious, if you're a Democrat and you want to get involved in the Democratic Party, just go to your local Democratic chair. You have committee people on the Republican side and the Democratic side that are elected every 2 years. One of the main things is to get involved, go vote.
Mm-hmm. Go vote.
That's what's important. Go and vote. Get involved locally. You have contact some of your elected officials. Ask them, you know, how you can get involved. Get in some committees that are just locally into your town.
Oh, yes.
And there are a lot of committees and boards that you can become a part of and volunteer your time, understand what things are going on, and just get involved. There's one thing that's coming up in August, National Night Out, and that's nationwide, where you have the community, you have the police force, you have your elected officials, and the community coming together just to, you know, say, listen, we're going to stomp out crime.
Okay.
And that is a national event, and it's held, one thing, it's in Plainfield, and it's the first, if I remember correctly, first Tuesday in August.
Okay.
So go out to the various events that, you know, your town is having.
Okay.
Meet, greet. But here's important. If you have something that you want to talk about, call your elected official and talk to them.
Wow.
You have something going on in your town that you know you want the mayor to know about or your city council, call them up and have that conversation. It's not that hard. Know who your elected officials are, not just locally, but on your state level when you look at it. And also know who your federal elected officials are.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Have their phone numbers. Write and let them know what you feel, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent.
Were you surprised about the number of women getting involved this past election?
Was I surprised? Yes and no.
Okay.
There's been this movement. When you look at it over the last couple of years, there has been a surge, but it's still not enough.
No. Oh, wow.
It's still not enough.
Wow.
When you look at the numbers and you saw percentages of women involved in office, it's still low.
Okay.
So, but we need to make sure. We have always been on the back burner for so many years because it's been a male-dominated industry.
Okay.
You know, lack of a better word right now. But most of the elected individuals were males. It's now who better to be up in the front. And it's also a matter that who speaks better for you.
Got it.
And all in your community. And you have so many more women that are getting involved. And we want to be able to see that because they represent some of the issues and all. And they speak better to some of the issues that are going on.
That I totally agree.
Nothing against the men, but, you know, it's in today's world and making sure that the women's voice is there.
It's time for us to lead like a woman, right?
Absolutely.
So I love that hashtag, lead like a woman. So I'm going to take a little bit of a shift. And as you know, I own a beauty company. And the question I always ask all of my guests and women that I meet is, when was the first time you felt beautiful, when you knew that you were beautiful?
Wait a minute, is that a hesitation both of us had just now?
And you wouldn't be unique in that at all. Let me just say that. That is always the question that I never send ahead of time.
All right.
because I wanted to be not thought through, but just kind of, you know, the feeling that you have when you first knew that you were beautiful.
So I can't answer about when I first knew.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as a kid, you know, you look in the mirror or your parents get you a cute little outfit and you're like, oh, don't I look cute today? Or, you know, if you're going like little, when I was little, walking to Sunday school, you know, you have on your little, what do you call those little socks with the little,
the bobby socks?
Yes, the little bobby socks and your patent leather shoes.
Absolutely.
And, oh, I'm cute today. Until somebody says something different. But, in all seriousness, I can't really, you know, jump, you know, here or there, but I can say like, oh, my wedding day, because, you know, it's all about, you know, it's all about you on that day.
Okay. That's a good day. I mean, I think I felt really beautiful on mine as well.
I think it's a day by day. You know, you have those, you know, you have those great days, and it's a matter of the weather, it's beautiful outside, and then you have those days where the weather is not so great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have those days where you feel beautiful, and then those days that you go, okay, it's just one of those ordinary days.
Got it.
And
got
all.
It.
But yeah. It's an overall. It's when I'm able to really help more and help those around me. That's when it's really like, wow.
That's great.
And beauty is not just, it's not just that outward appearance. It's beauty inside as well.
Absolutely.
Yes. So we can, you know.
Totally feel that way. Beauty inside as well. And inside and out, because that's, you know, and it's a feeling, and, you know, it doesn't matter what you look like. It is your feeling, and to be able to express and celebrate that. So,
and part of that beauty is always, you know, you have the good hair days and the bad hair days.
Girl.
You know, weather like this is like, okay, ponytail city.
Yes.
I live in a ponytail, so I definitely understand that. I understand that. So before we wrap up, I just want to talk a little bit more about, I don't want to miss anything with any events that we have going on or how people can help support our sorority and our mission and things that we're doing for the general public. Is there something, if they just wanted to donate to a scholarship, is there a way to do that?
Oh, yes. So you can just get in touch with Theta Phi Omega chapter or our charitable arm, which is IV Visions.
Okay.
And you can always make a donation. This past June, we awarded $22,000 in scholarships.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes, to high school seniors. And our main fundraiser will be this October. The first Saturday in October, we have our annual fashion show and luncheon that is coming up.
And if you need tickets, DM me because I'm selling tickets. No, I'm kidding. You can DM any of these three ladies because we all are selling tickets.
Yeah,
and I
absolutely.
Will tell you, I've gone to the fashion show before, you know, of course, joining this graduate chapter of Theta Phi Omega, and it was a blast. I mean, I've gone a couple of times throughout my just being involved, and I definitely think it's a worthwhile fundraiser. So just amazing. I definitely want to thank you ladies for taking your Friday out to come on the show and really taking some time to, you know, of course, support me, but also to promote our events and things that we have going on and have people learn more about you. I've learned a lot about you ladies, tons, and I definitely appreciate it and so, so grateful. So I'm going to take our commercial breaks and thank you so much. Next week's show, I'll just give you a little teaser. It's going to be about forgiveness. So if there's something that you're holding on, I have a special guest that I haven't confirmed yet, so I don't want to say her name, but there are all these things that we hold on to throughout our lives that really keep us stuck. And I'm going to talk to a couple women about how they were able to forgive. I mean, one is, you know, a parent that they had that was not involved in their life. One woman, a story was about, she was divorced and she still was holding on to that anger of her ex-husband and, you know, was making so many excuses about dating because she kept saying, well, he did me wrong, and instead of just moving forward. So it's about forgiveness. So definitely tune in next Friday at Good Beauty. Thank you all of the Facebook Live, all the listening public on Hunterton Chamber Radio, and we're also on podcast platforms. So thank you all. This is Kimberly Hairston Hicks, Good Women Win. Have a wonderful Friday and enjoy your weekend. And get those tickets in the link. That's right. Let's set it off. Bye.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
This is Kimberly Hairston Hicks with Good Women Win. I hope you enjoyed our show today because we had some fabulous ladies. And I'm just going to do a quick weather. I mean, today, it's actually saying chance of sprinkles by 2, a slight chance. So don't worry about that. Get out, walk the dog, enjoy your day. It's about 86 degrees and it's a good, I will say a good skin day, but definitely wear your SPF. Tomorrow, it's going to be a little foggy in the morning, but otherwise it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful day. High near 88. And Sunday is going to be a great day as well. I mean, 88 degrees all day, mostly clear, and it's probably going to be the best day of the weekend. So get out and about. Enjoy your day. Thank you for listening to Good Women Win. Again, this is Kimberly Hairston Hicks. Have a wonderful weekend and be good to one another.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Speaking outside the White House this morning, President Trump defends mass deportation raids, which are expected to begin on Sunday and last for several days in at least 10 major U.S. cities.
People come into our country illegally. We're taking them out legally. It's very simple. It's not something I like doing, but people have come into our country illegally. We're focused on criminals.
The president was speaking there with embattled Labor Secretary Alex Acosta by his side, and they announced that Acosta will be leaving that position in about a week. That's because they've been unable to knock down a growing controversy over Acosta's role in a controversial plea deal for sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. That was back in 2008 when Acosta was a U.S. attorney in Florida. The president says the decision to resign was all Acosta's. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, It just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Tropical Storm Barry taking aim at Louisiana, especially New Orleans. Currently a tropical storm, but expected to be a rain-making hurricane when it comes ashore tomorrow. Here's hurricane specialist Eric Blake at the National Hurricane Center.
But we're expecting to move very slowly. And that's why we're so concerned about the heavy rain risk. The rain should really begin in earnest overnight Friday into Saturday for southeast Louisiana, and then spread northward into Mississippi.
Just getting word that another good-sized earthquake has Southern California on edge. A magnitude 4.9 quake rattling the Ridgecrest area just before 6:30 local time this morning. The shaker, the latest in a string of aftershocks since two major quakes, hit that area last week. No reports of injuries, but people across Southern California are on social media saying they felt it. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A controversial citizenship question will not be on the 2020 census, as President Trump had wanted, but the president is taking action to determine the number of citizens and non-citizens in the country in other ways. Trump announcing an executive order yesterday that requires every department and agency in the federal government to give the Department of Commerce records about people's known citizenship. Trump said this method will determine citizenship for 90% of the people in the U.S. He said the information can be used by the Census Bureau to create the official census. The president reacting to comments former House Speaker Paul Ryan makes in a book that's due out on Tuesday. On Twitter, Trump writes the Wisconsin Republican's record of achievement was atrocious and that he left his party in the lurch, both as a fundraiser and leader. Trump tweeting that Ryan quit Congress because he didn't know how to win. In Tim Alberta's book, American Carnage, Ryan is quoted as saying that President Trump knows little of government and said his retirement was an escape hatch purposely to get away from President Trump. And Nike will be opening a new manufacturing plant in the state of Arizona after all, in the Phoenix suburb of Goodyear. This announcement a week after Governor Doug Ducey ordered tax breaks offered to Nike be revoked over its decision to pull a shoe with the Betsy Ross American flag from the market. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.